This lesson is all about one focused goal, slice an MC kick transient in Ableton Live 12 for smoky warehouse vibes. I'll talk you through the whole patch, how to isolate the attack and the tail, process each part differently, and recombine them in a drum rack so your kick sits in a drum and bass mix with dark, smoky atmosphere. What you'll build, you'll make a single drum rack patch from an AMC kick sample with two chains. Kick attack, short, saturated, punchy. Kick tail, filtered, reverberant, spacey. You'll also set up a small send or return for reverb if you like, and program a simple one-bar MIDI pattern to trigger both parts together. Step-by-step walkthrough. A. Prepare the sample first. Drag your AMC kick sample into an audio track in Ableton Live 12. Double-click the clip to open clip view and make sure warp is enabled. Leave warp on. Elastic mode doesn't matter for slicing unless you plan to time stretch later. Set mode to beats or complex only if you will. B. Slice to new MIDI track. Isolate the transient. Right-click the audio clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. In the dialog, pick the transient preset and set sensitivity around 20 to 40% to avoid too many tiny slices. We want the main attack slice and one or two body slices. Output to drum rack and let live create the drum rack with each slice in a simpler. Find the pad that has the attack transient, usually the first slice, and the pad with the low end sustain or body. C. Create two focus chains. Rename the pads to kick attack and kick tail in the drum rack's chain list. Delete or move any other slices you won't use so the rack stays tidy. D. Shape the attack. Open the simpler on kick attack. Use classic or one-shot mode and set the sample start a few milliseconds in if there's bleed. Keep attack at zero, decay between 60 and 120 milliseconds, and release short, around 10 to 40 milliseconds. After the simpler, add EQ 8 and high pass at 30 to 40 Hz to remove unnecessary sub rumble, and give a gentle shelf or small boost around 2 to 4 kHz to accentuate the click. Add saturator with 3 to 6 dB drive, soft clip-on, and a mid or analog curve for warmth. Optionally, add drum bus to lift the transient by +3 to +6 and a light glue or compressor with fast attack and medium release to glue the transient. Aim for punch, not destruction. E. Shape the tail for a smoky warehouse. Open the simpler on kick tail. Use one shot or classic and increase release to 300 to 800 milliseconds so the tail breathes. Add EQ 8 and low pass or high cut from about 3 to 6 kHz with a 12-24 dB slope to remove brittle highs and make the tail muffled. Add gentle saturator or overdrive and then hybrid reverb or reverb inside the chain. In hybrid reverb, pick a large, hall or convolution IR, set per delay to 10 to 30 milliseconds, decay from about 1.5 to 4 seconds, and roll off highs above 3 to 5 kHz to keep it smoky. Start dry slash wet around 30 to 50% if inside the chain, or lower if you'll use sends. Optionally, add auto filter with a slow LFO for a subtle breathing motion. F. Routing and level balancing. Balance kick attack and kick tail so the attack is prominent and the tail fills space without masking the bass. As a starting point, set attack around -0 to -3 dB and tail between -6 and -12 dB. If you prefer send-based reverb, create a return track with hybrid reverb or reverb, low pass the return with EQ 8, and send the tail at around -12 to -6 dB. G. Programming MIDI and blending on the drum rack track. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip. Place a MIDI note for kick attack on C1 at beats 1 and 3. Add a matching note for kick tail at the same time. You can make it slightly lower velocity if you want the tail less dominant. For separation, nudge the tail note a few milliseconds later, or use a small predelay on the tail reverb of 10 to 30 milliseconds. Play with the balance in context with the bassline and the reverb return until the kick sounds like it sits in a smoky warehouse. Muffled edges, long low mid tail, and a tight front. H. Final glue. Group the drum rack output or the two chains and add a light glue compressor, fastish attack of about 3 to 10 milliseconds and a medium release, or use drum bus for subtle saturation to glue both parts. Automating the tails dry slash wet or level across the arrangement helps with energy shifts. Common mistakes to avoid: don't slice with too high sensitivity, you'll lose clear attack vs tail separation. Lower the sensitivity or adjust slice points manually. Avoid heavy reverb on the attack chain, it will muddy the transient. Keep most reverb on the tail or on a send. Don't leave high frequencies on the tail reverb. Make sure you cut highs on the reverb or with EQ so the tail stays smoky, not bright. If there's bleed on the attack, nudge the sample start a few milliseconds or add a tiny fade in to remove clicks. Watch levels. A tail that's too loud will mask the bass. Pro tips: use hybrid reverb in convolution mode with a large hall or warehouse IR, then low-pass it with EQ after the reverb for realism plus smokiness. For extra punch, layer a short sub-sign under the attack on another pad and low-pass it to taste. Use drum bus's transient controls sparingly to add snap without harshness. Widen only the tail with utility set to about 110-140% to create stereo room while keeping the attack mono and centered. Save your drum rack as a preset once you find settings you like. Mini practice exercise 1. Slice your MC kick to a new MIDI track with transient preset and sensitivity around 30%. 2. Make two chains, kick attack and kick tail. Set attack decay to about 80 ms and tail release to 500 ms. 3. Put a saturator and a small boost around 2.5 kHz on the attack. Put hybrid reverb and a high cut above 4 kHz on the tail. 4. Program a 1-bar MIDI loop triggering both pads on beat 1. Adjust levels until the attack is clear and the tail gives a smoky atmosphere without masking the sub. 5. Export a 4-bar loop and compare it to the original sample. You should hear a punchier front and a more atmospheric tail. Recap: you've sliced an AMC kick transient and split it into an attack chain and a tail chain inside a drum rack. The attack stays tight, slightly saturated and punchy. The tail is filtered, reverberant and slightly stereo to give that smoky warehouse vibe. Balance the levels, check phase and mono compatibility, and use sends or insert reverb as needed. Save your preset and bounce seriations to audio for quick/B comparisons. Quick checklist before exporting mono: check the low end with utility width 0%. Do a phase check by inverting the tail briefly to ensure no cancellation. Make sure the attack still pokes through the mix and the tail supports ambience. Add any automation needed for tail size or level across the arrangement. That's it. Follow these steps. Tweak the parameters to taste, and you'll have a smoky warehouse kick that sits in a drum and bass mix with clarity and atmosphere.